All right, we're back with the second hour of The Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm your co-host, Kent Lindquist, along with my co-host, Dr. Al Korns. And I'm going to continue to highlight the jazz vocal artistry of Annie Ross, who we lost lately, unfortunately. But however, she lived a good long life. I think she was in her early 90s at the time of her death. And this is another track with the Lambert, Hendrix, and Ross vocal trio, where Annie teamed up with Dave Lambert and John Hendrix to do vocalese and scatting on various jazz classics and transcribing various jazz solos. And here they're backed up by the Ike Isaac Trio, with Ike Isaac on bass and Gildos Mahoney's on piano. This is their Columbia album, Lambert, Hendrix, and Ross Sing Ellington, and this is an Ellington classic that they do called In a Mellow Tone.
Mellow tone.
You take it easy every day.
Play a melody.
And life is easy every way.
In mellow tone.
Pretty soon the smoother you go.
In mellow key.
Pretty soon you hear. Pretty soon you know.
In mellow style.
And when you sing.
A joy to hear.
You might as well make it swing.
Life's melody.
Just listen. See
to please
what you
the
ear
in mellow tone.
You ought to keep it soft and low.
There's mellow glow.
You needn't holler loud, you know.
Kind of mellow moan.
Pretty soon you're living on low.
Sort of indigo.
Pretty days ahead, pretty skies above.
A song of love. In a mellow tone.
Mellowly, mellowly, mellowly. Whatever you say to me, try to say it mellowly. Mother Nature sings.
And nothing hurts sweeter than a song.
For every single little
that nature singing all the day long. Life is a melody played by a natural band.
Sing a melody nice to hear.
No sense in goofing up the tempo.
But if you really want to roll with crowd,
get a little louder, everybody gonna dig.
Oh, holler out loud.
Everybody listen while you're blowing off
and
the way.
And whooping and hollering and yelling and screaming to say.
Later when they're looking back and digging what you said.
Nothing never meaning nothing never.
Then they realize you're really talking out your head.
Just retain your part.
Every little flower got a beauty show. And listen by the hour, never hear it coming. Every little flower goes silent.
What's in that mellow tone?
Everybody listen, everybody gotta hear. You dig what's happening to me if you play.
Now and listen to me.
Slow and easy and mellow and breezy and bright. Just right.
Oh, yeah, say it mellow and people will listen and learn more sweet flow. The longer the road you know. Each sound anybody's putting down gotta be the very own in a mellow tone. Light and fluffy as a cloud, never very long. Do you sing it sweet and mellow, seldom ever in a bellow, and you're really gonna see. Everything you say and everything you do is gonna hang around a little while, because it's really be true if I ever get blue. And I know we do, and so do you, and never worry a minute, cause I know, don't you know, the blues are multicolored, all depending how you dig them and depending on your outlook. Well, let me see, weary blues, sad blues, bad blues, false blues, all kinds of blues, plenty of different kinds of hues. Yeah, sure, but the only blue that we know is indigo.
A song of love.
Yeah, a song of love.
And love.
With the feeling of our own. Oh
yeah. An old Ellington standard, In a Mellow Tone, done from an album on the Columbia label in 1960 by Lambert, Hendrix, and our highlight artist of the week, Annie Ross, called Lambert, Hendrix, and Ross Sing Ellington, backed up by the Ike Isaac Trio with Gildos Mahoney on piano. So what's next on the playlist, Al?
Well, next we'll hear from another Eddie. This time it's pianist Eddie Haywood. Eddie began his career in the 1920s at the age of 12 in the pit band of a vaudeville theater in Atlanta. Years later, he did backup work for Billie Holiday, and in 1943, he teamed up with Doc Cheatham, Vic Dickinson, and Lem Davis, and they did a version of Begin the Begin, which sold 1 million copies as a single and was awarded a gold record. In 1947, he was stricken with a partial paralysis of his hands and couldn't play at all. He later made a comeback in the 50s, when he wrote and recorded this tune, which eventually reached number 11 on the Billboard charts. Eddie and his piano are backed here by Wendell Marshall on bass and Jimmy Crawford on drums, and it's Eddie's hit tune, Soft Summer Breeze. Soft Summer Breeze, a tune written by Eddie Haywood and featuring Eddie on piano, Wendell Marshall on bass, and Jimmy Crawford on drums. That was released on the Marcy label in 1956.
Now here's another track from Annie Ross's Pacific Jazz LP, of course burned on the CD, called A Gasser, Annie Ross and Zoot Sims. And this is really a swinging little album. It includes our man Zoot Sims, one of our favorites here in this on our show, on tenor sax, Russ Freeman on piano, and Jim Hall on guitar, Monty Budwig on bass, Mel Lewis on drums. And this is a great song by Rodgers and Hart. Very, very clever lyrics by Larry Hart. Listen to these lyrics. It's Everything I Got.
I have eyes for you to give you dirty looks. I have words that do not come from children's books. Well, I have a trick with a knife that I'm learning to do. But everything I've got belongs to you. I have a powerful anesthesia in my fist. I got the perfect wrist to give your neck a twist.
Well, I've handled our cold and I've mastered a few, but everything I've got belongs to you. Share for share, share alike. You get struck each time I strike. Me for you, you for me. I'll give you plenty of nothing. I'm not just for better, but for worse. And I've learned to give that well-known witch's curse. Well, I've terrible tongue and a temper for two, but everything I've got belongs to you. You get struck each time I strike. Me for you, you for me. I'll give you plenty of nothing. I'm not good for better, but for worse. And I've learned to give that well-known witch's curse. I have a terrible tongue and a temper for two, but everything I've got, ooh, it's not a lot, but everything I've got belongs to you.
That's the old Rodgers and Hart song, Everything I Got Belongs to You, with sardonic lyrics there by Larry Hart. That was from the album A Gasser on the Pacific Jazz label with our highlight artist of the week, vocalist Annie Ross, along with some great tenor sax work there by Zoot Sims. So what's on the agenda now, Al?
Well, next we'll hear from saxophone artist Eric Kloss. Eric was born in Pittsburgh and attended the Western Pennsylvania School for the Blind, which was run by his father. He started learning the saxophone at age 10, and 2 years later he was playing in nightclubs with the likes of Charles Bell and Sonny Stitt. His first album was released in 1965 when he was at the age of 16. The selection we're going to hear is from his second album, released on the Prestige label in 1966, entitled Love and All That Jazz. And it features here Eric on alto sax, Don Patterson on organ, Vinnie Guerrero on guitar, and Billy James on drums. And it's a Cole Porter tune entitled Love for Sale.
We'll be right back.
Love for Sale, featuring Eric Kloss on alto sax, Don Patterson on organ, Vinny Carrero on guitar, and Billy James on drums. That was from the Prestige LP released in 1966, entitled Love and All That Jazz.
We now found our spotlight artist, vocalist Annie Ross, with the Jerry Mulligan Quartet from their Pacific Jazz album, Annie Ross and Jerry Mulligan sing a song of Mulligan. And they get together. And of course, we've got a great Art Farmer here on trumpet, and along with Mulligan on baritone sax, Bill Crow on bass, Dave B on drums. That was a working group of Jerry Mulligan at the time. And here they do the Arlen and Kohler great standard, Between the Devil and the Deep Blue Sea.
Well, I don't want you, but I'd hate to lose you. You've got me in between the devil and the
deep blue sea. I forgive you, 'cause I can't forget you. You've got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea. I ought to cross you off of my list, but when you come knocking at my door, fate seems to give my heart a twist. I come running back for more. I should hate you, but I guess I love you. You've got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea.
Song put together by Hal Arlen called Between the Devil and the Deep Blue Sea. That was from Annie Ross's Pacific Jazz album. Annie Ross sings A Song of Mulligan, and she was backed up there by Jerry Mulligan and the Jerry Mulligan Quartet. It was cut in the Pacific Jazz label in 1959. So, all right, Al, what are we going to do next?
Well, next we'll hear from Errol Garner. This is from an LP on the Amarcy label entitled Contrast, and it was recorded in 1954, so it was a year or so before his famous Concert by the Sea album. Errol here is accompanied by Wyatt Ruther on bass, Fats Hurd on drums, and Candido Camaro on percussion. And they're going to do a rather obscure Ellington tune entitled I Want to Be a Rug Cutter.
Thank you.
I Want to Be a Rug Cutter, a tune written by Duke Ellington and performed for you there by Errol Garner on piano, Wyatt Ruther on bass, Fats Hurd on drums, and Candido Camaro on percussion. That was released on the Amarcy label in 1954, an album entitled Contrasts.
Well, here's another track from the Pacific Jazz album. Annie Ross sings a song with Mulligan. Of course, Jerry Mulligan's quartet is backing up Annie Ross with Jerry Mulligan on baritone sax and Art Farmer on trumpet. This is a little thing written by Lane and Freed that remained a standard all down through the years. Great lyrics. How About You?
I like New York in June, how about you? I love a Gershwin tune, how about you? I love a fireside when a storm is due. I like potato chips, moonlight motor trips, how about you? I'm mad about good books, can't get my fill. And Frank Sinatra's looks give me a thrill. Holding hands in the movie show when all the lights are low. May not be new, but I like it, I like it, I like it. How about you?
How About You? Our guest, our highlight artist of the week, Annie Ross, doing that great vocal, backed up by the Jerry Mulligan Quartet on a Pacific Jazz label. So what's next on the agenda, Al?
Well, next we'll hear from a group that calls themselves the Fletcher Henderson All-Stars. It's from a jazz tone LP entitled The Big Reunion. And they're going to do a tune written by guitarist Al Casey entitled Casey's Stew. And I want to warn you in advance, these guys are having way too much fun with this thing. It should probably be illegal. But it starts off, the soloists in order are Casey on guitar, J.C. Higginbotham on trombone, Hilton Jefferson on alto sax, Benny Morton on trombone, Red Richards on piano, Dickie Wells on trombone, Coleman Hawkins on tenor, and lastly, Emmett Berry on trumpet. The rhythm section is rounded up by Bill Pemberton on bass and Jimmy Crawford on drums. So this is Casey's Stew.
Thank you.
Yeah, and all the cats join in there in the stew. That was Casey Stew, written by guitarist Al Casey, and featured Casey on guitar first, followed by J.C. Higginbotham on trombone, then Hilton Jefferson on alto sax, Benny Morton on trombone, Red Richards on piano, Dickie Wells on trombone, Coleman Hawkins on tenor sax, and finally Emmett Berry on trumpet. And the rhythm section was rounded out by Bill Pemberton on bass and Jimmy Crawford on drums. That was from a Jazz Tone LP released in 1958 entitled The Big Reunion.
Now we find our highlight artist of the week, vocalist Annie Ross, back in the trio context with her working group, John Hendricks, Dave Lambert, and Annie Ross, where they do the vocalese thing. And they take a major jazz classic compositions and do vocal renditions of them. And this was a minor classic that was written by bassist Oscar Pettiford. It's been played all down through the years, and they put lyrics to it. And it's a neat little swinger called Swingin' Till the Girls Come Home.
Jug. I'm gonna have a ball like a witch you never have done. My wife is on vacation, so's my mother-in-law. I bet you never saw the crazy kind of a thing that I'll be flinging. Man, I really will be swinging till the girls come home. Roll down the shade, sending home the maid. I'm gonna live a little now for all the dues that I've paid. My wife is on vacation, so's my mother-in-law. I bet you never saw the crazy kind of a fling that I'll be flinging. And I really will be swinging till the girls come home. Come and fight some crazy cats I know. Let them bring their horns and blow. And we'll cook and we'll ball and the neighbors will murder us all. Yeah!
boom, 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 boom.
I bet you never saw the crazy kind of a fling that I'll be flinging. Man, I really will be swinging till the girls come home. Roll down the shade, stand on the maid. I'm gonna live a little now for all the dues that I paid. My wife is on vacation, so's my mother-in-law. I bet you never saw the crazy kind of a fling that I'll be flinging. Roll down the shade, roll back the rug.
Lambert Hendrickson Ross from their Pacific Jazz album cut in 1959 called The Swingers. They do a little vocalese there on Oscar Pettiford's composition Swingin' the Girl Till the Girls Come Home. Fine tenor sax solo there by Zoot Sims and fine bass work there by Eddie Jones out of the Basie Band. We're going to do another track from that album. It's so good. This is that Pacific Jazz album on called The Swingers and this is a kind of a jazz classic that was written by a piano player, Randy Weston, with the same ensemble. It's called Little Niles.
Little Niles, every little boy in one, and so much fun. Little Niles, half a man and half a child, and when he smiles, like all children everywhere, he's really living truth, for truth is part of youth, and when you feel contentment surround you, you'll know he's around you. Little Niles warms your heart and cheers your day in every way. Little Niles, he's forever on the go and never slow. When you hold him close to you, you'll finally realize there's heaven in his eyes. You can't imagine your life without him. You're so wild about him.
There are days when his mischievous ways make you shout and wear your patience out. Still you know you'll stand his every whim just because you see yourself in him.
Little Niles walking round and acting tall, although he's small. Little Niles helpless in his childhood woes and infant trials. When the play of day is done, you gladly hold him tight to warm him through the night, and silently you wish time would slow up so he'd never grow up. Little Niles.
Little Miles, helpless in his childhood woes and in through trials. When the play of day is done, you gladly hold him tight to warm him through the night. Silently you wish time would slow up so he'd never grow up.
Little Nas,
little Nas,
little Nas,
little Nas.
Lambert, Hendrix, and Ross, which included our highlight artist of the week, Annie Ross, doing Randy Weston's jazz classic, Little Niles. Well, you've been listening to Feeling of Jazz for the better part of the last 2 hours here on Lakeshore, 89.1 FM, Lakeshore Public Radio, that is, and we hope you enjoyed the sounds. We're here every Sunday night for approximately 2 hours from 8 to 10, so you make a habit of joining us on Sunday night for more swinging sounds. How are we going to close out the show, Al?
Well, we'll soften things up a bit next with the Modern Jazz Quartet. This is from an Atlantic LP entitled Fontessa, and it features the classic quartet, John Lewis on piano, Milt Jackson on vibes, Percy Heath on bass, and Connie Kay on drums. They're going to do a tune written by Ann Ronell entitled Willow Weep for Me.